Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Now to the Democratic primary, in which Congressman Ed Markey of Malden soundly beat Congressman Stephen Lynch 57-43%. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports that Markey was quick to praise Lynch as primary opponent, then quick to criticize the opponent he now faces in the June election.
At Ed Markey's campaign party in downtown Boston last night, Jean DiCenzo was watching the returns roll in, showing her guy in front. She's the head of a municipal workers' local in Worcester, but didn't support the candidate with more union cred, the other Democrat in the primary, Stephen Lynch.
He's definitely pro-working family, you know, a decent guy, but I think socially he's a little behind the eight ball as far as where the state of Massachusetts is.
DiCenzo says Lynch's recent shift to supporting more abortion rights was just that, too recent. And she thinks the Democrats and independents who voted in the party primary felt that way, too.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
At his campaign party in Dedham, Lynch conceded. On stage, he immediately praised Markey, the man he'd been campaigning for months to defeat.
We are a party of working families, of seniors, of veterans, those looking for work and those looking for workplace protections. And Ed Markey will be a champion for all of us in the U.S. Senate. And I congratulate him on his win today.
The message of Democratic Party unity was swift and strong because the threat is real. State party officials face an all-too-familiar foe in the general election, a young, amiable, upstart candidate campaigning as a moderate Republican. Gabriel Gomez reminds Massachusetts Democrats of their opponent in the last special election for the U.S. Senate when they snoozed and lost. Introducing Markey last night, U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren sounded the alarm.
3 years ago, we know what happened. Scott Brown swept in and won that Senate race. We know what is at stake. We will not let our guard down. We will not rest until after June 25th, when we have a victory.
An old rhythm and blues tune played as Ed Markey stepped to the podium. A congressman for 36 years, he used his victory speech to pound a tried-and-true Massachusetts Democratic strategy to lump his opponent, Gabriel Gomez, in with the national GOP.
Karl Rove, the Koch brothers, and the Republican super PACs see this election as their first shot at stopping President Obama's agenda and gaining control of the United States Senate. They are ready to move mountains of money to buy this election for big oil and the NRA and those who want to turn back the clock on women's rights.
In his victory speech, Markey never even mentioned Gomez by name, but he did afterwards when reporters asked him specifically about the fresh face he's now running against. Markey challenged his Republican opponent to keep third-party advertising out of the race, just as the People's Pledge did in the Senate race last year.
We were a special place in 2012. Elizabeth Warren and Scott Brown made it a special place. We have to make sure that Gabriel Gomez stands up to those special interests and says that he is going to reject it the same way that Scott Brown did.
That challenge notwithstanding, there's not a lot of time for ads with less than 8 weeks until the special election. Massachusetts voters have a clear choice between an experienced congressman and an intriguing political newcomer, but they'll have to make that choice pretty quickly. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.